The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
March 31st.
Warning! A huge battleship escape pod is approaching fast. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for the logbook.com's escape pod, covering all things great and geeky. I'll be your pilot as we revisit what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1966, the Soviet Union launched the unmanned moon mission Luna 10, the first vehicle to establish a stable orbit around Earth's moon. In 1970, the first American satellite ever launched, Explorer 1, fell back into the atmosphere and burned up. It had been in orbit since 1958, but was only operative for a few weeks. And in 1987, the Soviet Union launched the first expansion module for its new Mir space station, adding more living and workspace and gyroscopic stabilizers. This module had originally been designed as a possible add-on for the now-defunct Soyuz 7 space station. Actor William Daniels was born on this day in 1927. Depending on how old you are, you know him either as the voice of Kit from Knight Rider or as Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World. Arthur B. Rubinstein, the composer of the soundtrack music for War Games, was born today in 1938. Christopher Walken was born in 1943, and Ewan McGregor, the Star Wars prequel trilogy's young Obi-Wan Kenobi, was born in 1971.
You were right about one thing, Master. The negotiations were short.
Brandon Lee died on this day in 1993 as a result of an accident involving an improperly loaded prop gun on the set of The Crow. In 1964, an exchange of letters and ideas began between director Stanley Kubrick and science fiction author Arthur C. Clarke, in which the two started collaborating on the proverbial good science fiction movie. The result, 4 years later, was 2001: A Space Odyssey.
3 weeks ago, the American spacecraft Discovery 1 left on its half-billion-mile voyage to Jupiter. This marked the first manned attempt to reach this distant planet.
In 1973, Roger Delgado made his final appearance as the original face of the Master on Doctor Who.
Doctor, you are in our power and you will be exterminated.
No, not yet. You know as well as I do that this man does not fear death. I want him to suffer a much worse punishment. Leave the Doctor with me.
Very well. Do not fail the balance.
Right, we'll see who rules the galaxy when this is over.
Delgado had already requested that the show's makers write his character, the Doctor's arch enemy, out of the show, but he died in an accident in June en route to a filming location in Turkey, and the character of the Master was retired for several years. And in 1980, the third and final season of the BBC space opera Blake 7 came to an explosive end.
Let's see if we can't find a way off this planet. There's a lot to do.
Only, it wasn't the end. Over the end credits, an announcer revealed that Blake 7 had been renewed for a fourth season, which was the first that any of the cast, crew, or writers had heard of it. If they had known, they might not have blown up the crew's starship in what they thought was the last episode. Oops. And in 1987, American audiences got their own version of Max Headroom's origin story with the launch of ABC's criminally underrated science fiction series built around a character most people knew as a pitchman for Coca-Cola.
Am I on air?
Hi, Max.
Hi. Both of you. Welcome to Network 23. You want to check these ratings? I seem to have an audience of two. Network 23. The network where two's company and three's an audience.
Matt Frewer and Amanda Pays were the only actors to appear in both the U.S. and U.K. versions of the story. And in 2007, Martha Jones stepped aboard the TARDIS for the first time.
It's bigger on the inside.
Is it?
I noticed.
Brian, let's get going.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who, Thorpe 2, is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures in K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the Logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod with the procedure. The Logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.